Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
Project Manager Chris Michael joins us today from Media Access Australia to discuss the ABC iView audio description trial that launched on April 14. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Roberta.
Now, can you tell us more about the ABC iView trial?
I certainly can. Look, I think this is a really great development, and it's good to have some good news to talk about finally in the terms of AD. So firstly, iView, in case listeners don't know, is the ABC's online, what they call catch-up TV service, where you can watch programs online after they've been on TV. So they're generally up for usually a couple of weeks after they've been broadcast. As you said, the trial started on the 14th of April and will go for 15 months. And during that time, they'll be adding 14 hours of audio described programs every week. Now, what they're doing is staggering the delivery of the AD to different platforms. So at the moment, it's only available on iPads and iPhones. Next month, it'll be available on PCs, and then in June on Android devices, and in July on TVs with HBB TV, which is a new platform that connects your TV to the internet.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
So the important question is, what programs will have audio description?
Well, it's a good mix of stuff. Some of the programs in the first week have been the new British drama series Poldark, the Australian show Redfern Now, New Tricks, a British show, Australian show Tattoo Tales, and also a kids show called Bubble Bath Bay. So they're trying to do a mix of Australian stuff and overseas stuff, kids stuff, adult stuff, and so on. So a good range of things.
So what do people need to do to hear the audio description? Because this was a little problem once before.
Yeah. So well, at the moment, as I said, it's only available on an iPad or an iPhone. So what people will have to do is firstly download the latest version of the iView app. When they go to, when they get that and go into the iView platform, you click on the button that says Programs A to Z, and then click on the tab that says Audio Description, and that will bring up a list of all of the audio described programs. And next month, when it's available on PCs, people, you just go to the iView website, again, click on the Programs A to Z, and the ones with AD will have an AD symbol next to them. Quite easy.
Quite good, yes. Now, if listeners are interested in the trial, how can they find out more?
Well, the ABC has been quite good in publicising it and getting information out. There's an FAQ page on the iView website, and also if you go into the iView app on your iPhone, they've put up an instructional video on YouTube, so there's a link to that. And there's also an AD helpline, which people can ring. The number for that is 0288333248. Of course, that's on the website too, if people want to look that up. That's a message bank, but the ABC have assured me that if people leave a message, they will actually get back to them. So, yeah, so I'd just like to say, I think it's really important that as many people as possible take part in the trial and watch some audio described programs. When it's finished, the ABC will be reporting to the government on how many people have used the service. So we need to prove that this is a service that people want.
That is one of the things I was thinking about. If people don't use it, why would we expect others to provide the service?
Exactly. And, I mean, look, it's not a substitute, I suppose, for what everyone really wants, which is AD on TV. But, you know, this is sort of the way of the future, I suppose. And I think people really have to get behind it.
Yeah, so listeners, please do use this. Now, for information on access to media through technology and audio description, you can call Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242, or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Chris Michael, for all of that today.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Project Manager Chris Michael from Media Access Australia, and you can also visit their website, mediaaccess.org.au. And Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.